Morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm doing good. I'm back home again.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. This has kind of been, it's interesting. If you look at where the needle was on Monday and you look at where the needle is on Friday, it's the same place. But, I mean, there was some moving back and forth, at least this week, some talking behind the scenes as far as transportation. Is that right?
Absolutely. I was paying attention to my Twitter, and I was talking to the folks in the know in Austin, and I thought we had a deal struck Wednesday night late, and by the time we got there Thursday at 2, it had all fallen apart.
Tends to happen over there a little bit, huh?
Well, we've got a difference of opinion, and we've got a little bit of work to do. The good news is we agree that there's a need. We look at the fact that we lost the transportation bill in the first special, but, you know, that was kind of a Band-Aid. I love the fact that we've put in time in and trying to help do something permanent for transportation. As the state grows, I mean, it's vital to good service, to our people getting around. And, I mean, heck, we know how crowded it is on Highway 6 alone. And you look at my district, I was in Marlin last night after a session, and 77 has issues, 35 and 6. We've got some big needs that we need to address, and this legislation will do that once the Senate and the House come to some sort of an agreement.
Well, and so folks understand, I mean, the current House plan is a little more complicated than what the Senate's doing. You're adding about $1 billion a year to the state's highway fund. The House plan would end really kind of a longstanding diversion of that nickel of the state's 20-cent per gallon gas tax to Texas public schools. And I know, obviously, that's something that y'all are trying to respond to. That
right, money is, and I think that's where the confusion and the, you know, the Senate, rightfully so, is concerned that the citizens of Texas think we're not going to put that money back into education, but we are going to. You know, our side of the House side and the argument is we want to discontinue every diversion and try to be more transparent, and I like that aspect, but, you know, if it's going to be what holds it up, the negotiators will be the final say on that. Hopefully they'll come up with a deal and we can get this done on Monday before Mr. Perry calls us back for a third special session, because it will be hot in August.
It will. And we remind people that the key number really is that you need 100 votes in the House, because this is needs to, the end result is this is a referendum, and so you need 100 out of 150 in the House to vote for it, and it's going to be hard to be able to put together that group, I'm sure.
It is. We were counting folks yesterday at 2 p.m., and as we recessed till 3:30, and then we recessed again till 4:30, waiting for the Senate to send us something over. You know, our numbers were dwindling by the minute, and I don't know if we ever had 120 people in the House yesterday. It's summertime. People are on vacation. People are trying to get in their district and see what's going on. So gathering the troops on a Monday afternoon, we're going to have to start working hard over the weekend.
Sure. Now, and that's because the session is set to end on Tuesday. Now, kind of into your crystal ball, or from what you may be hearing in the hallways, if there ends up being a third session, anything else that's going to be on the call besides transportation?
Transportation is the key, and that has been a bargaining chip for TRBs that we talked about last week,
right.
And I know Mr. Rainey has been preaching and talking about, and hopefully we can get that taken care of, especially for this community,
which we talked
about last week.
In some way. Now, he said that he gave up his lease on his condo over there and was staying in a $40 a night hotel. Have you still got a place over there if you got a third session, or what are you going to have to do?
I had my place through August 11th, and I sublet it to one of my colleagues' son who's interning with the Supreme Court, and I have been driving back and forth. So Highway 21 and 71 and I are very good friends.
Yeah, well, we probably ought to do a study to find out, you know, exactly, because obviously Senator Schwertner doesn't have to, from a travel standpoint, it doesn't impact him very much because he's right up the road. But how far do state reps, you know, have to live away from Austin before they make that decision as to whether they're going to stay in there or whether they're going to make the drive? And obviously, 100 miles is not too bad, but for those guys and gals who are maybe doing 200 or 250 miles, I could see where it'd be a real chore, that's for sure.
It is, and we go back to the transportation issue. You know, some of these roads, especially 21 to 71, you know, I don't want to be on those roads late at night.
Yep.
At some parts, we've got a lot of construction going on just north of Bastrop due to the fires and other issues. So I chose to stay, and it makes, you know, when you're there on the floor for 12, 15 hours, it's hard to turn around and drive home.
No,
you know, we've got 90-something miles. I think it takes about an hour and 45. And, you know, Mr. Rainey's very fortunate. He comes back this way. Like last night, I left the house and went straight up 35 to Rosebud Lot to Economic meeting for the Falls County group and back down 6. So I've got a big triangle between 35 and 6 and 21.
Well, as we've said, it looks like a congressional district. It's plenty big.
You know, and that's sure. You know, it's good to have a good relationship with Congressman Flores, because we, you know, folks sometimes are fuzzy on if it's the state or the federal government's job. So, you know, I'm glad that Bill's got a good team. I'm with James Edge and crew here, and his crew up north. We get along well, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, anyway, we hope you're done with business and we can do a wrap-up call next week, but I'm kind of thinking that we'll be talking about that third session if we talk next Friday.
What have we delayed this wrap-up call for, about 5, 6 weeks now?
Yeah, exactly. We keep thinking this is the last one.